It is time for Corby to go off on Joey Gallo, his Ranger nemesis.
Well, he's not my Ranger nemesis.
He is your Ranger nemesis.
He may be my Ranger nemesis.
He is your Ranger nemesis.
I hate that son of a bitch.
I was at that first game. I took the kids to that game. I believe it was against the Red Sox when he made his debut and he hit a couple of home runs.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking to myself, wow, I was here for the first game of the Joey Gallo era. And I was just thinking what that meant. I was telling my children about it. Like, dude, this guy, this is the guy that everybody's talked about, and he shows up and he's done this. And
started the road to Cooperstown.
Yeah. And I was there. You know, I tell my great grandkids that I saw. I was there. But yeah, since then, man, I don't know. I love the guy. Seems like a great guy, and I know he fits the modern game. But I'm not buying it. And when you read Evan's article that came out yesterday, it kind of slaps you over the head. Couple of things. First off, Evan says that he has the lowest ever. Now think about what a turd this franchise has been for the majority of the time it's been on the planet. He has the lowest ever pre-All-Star break batting average by a Ranger. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. The Rangers, Mike.
It's pretty extraordinary.
When you think of the people that came through this place and the misery that these certain people cause fans and themselves, and he's the lowest?
Actually, I'm not totally surprised by that, because if you look back over the history of this franchise, they've always had guys who hit. That has not been the problem historically for this thing. They've always had guys who hit, but still, for things to fall off the way they have, it's made me look again at this. And I've been a pretty strong supporter of Joey Gallo, preferring to look at what he can do as opposed to what he doesn't do. But what he doesn't do is so outweighing his upside now that something needs to happen, and I don't know what it is. Now, the club is starting to feel this way, too. While we were away, there were a couple of stories dealing with the possibility of maybe a trip to the minors for him to get some things straightened out.
And I know he's a young guy. I get that. But at what point? How long have we been saying that? It's, you know, and I know that not everybody's Mike Trout, and they click at 20. But at the same time,
yeah, well, it seems like they're just about at that point.
Yeah. He's also tied with Aaron Judge for the second most strikeouts before the break since the All-Star game became the All-Star game in 1933. So you have the low batting average. You have the terrible strikeout numbers. He does mention that last year his ops went up to 929 after the All-Star break, which, if that could happen, then yeah. He says that he went home, put his bat down, refocused, and he even talks about that. Talking about getting away from the game, stepping back, and you have a different perspective. But with armed with that information, wouldn't you think that you would be able to, it wouldn't take the All-Star break to sit down and have 2 days and be like, huh, couldn't you be able to do that during the year?
I don't know. Maybe he feels the need to get out there and play every day and see if he can work things out. The All-Star break rolls around and you're kind of at a stopping point where, you know, you do have that time. You do have that time to put the bat down, back off a little bit, think about things. Maybe, you know, look at some video, talk to coaches, do whatever you do. But if you're going to recalibrate, this seems like it would be the time to do it.
Well, here's the thing that really bothers me. The batting average is terrible. I get it. The strikeouts are embarrassing. I get that. But here's what really makes me crazy. Is the fact that there is one way that he can improve all of that. And that is by simply trying to beat the shift.
Yeah.
And the shift is his biggest problem.
Yeah, and that's what really bothers me about this whole thing, is he's blaming the shift for a lot of this.
Right.
And hoping that Manfred decides to ban it. And what is the quote in the
It's Evan, terrible.
I'll be nasty again when they ban the shift.
Yeah. Well, so
dude, don't be betting on that.
Yeah.
No, but because I mean, that's not going to happen. The shift is a a strategic part of the game now.
Right. And I think
that's like taking the nickel defense out of football.
And,
or saying you can't blitz or something.
Manfred has talked about it a couple of months ago. He said that we need to look at things.
Well, they may need to look at things, but I'll bet the things they look at don't lead them to banning the shift.
I think people would freak out if they banned the shift. But yes, he is. He told Evan, when that happens, I'm going to be nasty again. When that happens. Well, again, what if it never happens? Are you going to always suck?
No, you can't count on that to happen. And that's not the reason why you're not nasty, man. You got to take some responsibility for this.
You could stop the shift. That's the thing is when you mention nickel defenses and you mention strategy in football and, you know, there's a yin and yang. When one team adjusts, the other team does something to adjust to that adjustment.
Right.
And then slowly but surely, the other team will be like, ah, crap, we can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
We keep doing this, we're going to get murdered. They figured us out.
It's the simple shifting of the anus.
Right. And for him to sit there and say that and just not really try anything else, how quickly would it adjust if he was able to either lay down a bunt, and I know it makes people insane, or just slap the ball to the left side of the infield where nobody is. I mean, it looks childish when he's up there at bat nowadays, and they're doing the shift. But if he was just able to do that, and I get it, man, you're taking away the big power and the doubles and all that, but that will all come back full circle if you just start beating the shift.
The thing about it is, if he were to take that approach, he would have to do that a whole lot before teams would start getting it through their head. Look, if we shift, he's going to go the other way.
Yeah.
And he's going to wind up on base. He'll knock it out into the left field where nobody is, and he might wind up with a double.
Yeah.
I know they'd rather have him double than hitting a home run. But still, if you do that enough, I think that things would level off for him a little bit, and he wouldn't see the shift quite so much.
No, and with the speed that guy has, it wouldn't take much for him to get a double on a ground ball.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the guy is slow or anything like that, not like he's a big lug. I mean, he does possess some athletic ability.
A lot.
Yeah.
And with the hand-eye coordination that all these guys have, all of them, I'm sorry, it doesn't take much to figure out a way to just hit the ball, to just place it out there. I get it, though. People freak out about it. He freaks out about it. I'm sure the team freaks out about it. But you want to stop it? You have the ability to stop this. And to sit there and say, when the commissioner outbans the shift, I'll be nasty. I hated seeing that. It made me really mad.